Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord, and we are back! I told you it wouldn't be long, with more Eternum! So let's go ahead and get started. Dahlia, let's try again. You should be taking a small breath with each punch. Remember to exhale sharply with every hit. You need to establish a good rhythm. That's easy for you to say. I can't keep track of all these things I'm supposed to be doing in the moment, especially when someone's hit me in the face. Hey, the only way for you to learn is to keep practicing. After a while, it'll be second nature to you. Are you gonna be just as tough with Nancy, too? Mom? Oh shit, I wouldn't dare. I guess you haven't seen her kickboxing at the gym. Oh yeah, she told me about her classes. Alright, now I'm scared. You have to train hard if you don't want to be left behind. Come on, let's try the eyes thing. Do you think you can activate it? I'm not sure, but I'll try. Be my guest. Wow, you did it! You looked scary. I've never seen anyone with magic like that. Now I want it too. I can't. My heart is beating too fast. I can't think straight. Calm down. Remember our training. Focus and take a deep breath. Alright, I'm hearing everything. I'm seeing everywhere at once. What are you seeing? I can see layers to everything. I don't know how to explain it. It's like I'm not seeing any colors, but at the same time, I'm seeing all of them at once. I can hear the whispers of everybody throughout the server as if I've had all my senses suddenly sharpened. I feel a pressing need to move forward. I feel stronger. Okay, that's weird. Now I'm starting to believe your claim about having 100% compatibility. Maybe your brain is intertwining with Eternum's code somehow, improving your base stats and skills? I don't know. Anyway, let's try to fight again. Attack me. What? Attack me. I want to see your strength. No, I can't control it. Turn around. Nah, it's more interesting this way. I want to improve my reflexes too. I don't want to kill you. Come on, less fright, more bite. I'm waiting. Alright, you asked for it. Don't say I didn't warn you. Ouch. See, that's your problem. You're stronger than me, but you don't know how to use that strength properly. You're too impulsive. You just charge forward without studying the situation at hand. You gotta think before you act. Damn it. Your upcoming moves are too obvious, so it's easy to come up with a counter. With your fighting style, I believe your best strategy would be to focus on the counterattack. Adopt the combat stance I taught you and wait for your opponent to strike a few blows while you just dodge as many as you can. Analyze their moves. Find their weak point. Wait for them to strike and then hit them before they can hit you. 1 second can mean the difference between life and death. In Eternum, there's no second chances. And remember to breathe. I'll try it. Come on, let's log off. It's pretty late already, and I could go for a snack. Plus, you must be tired. Log off? No fucking way. Let's start from the top. That's the attitude I was looking for. So, yeah, I think he has the potential to become a great fighter. Maybe the next time we get a Gem of Doom, you'll actually be able to hold on to it. Hey, that's not fair. You know it's Thanatos who took it from me. How am I supposed to defeat the world's best Eternum player with no experience at all? Nova and Alex were there too. Why am I the only one to blame? I know, I was just kidding. Anyway, shall we go? Sure. I made some protein bagels. Do you want one? Food. You made, like, you baked them? Yeah. Can you cook too? No. I mean, well, kinda. Sometimes. Usually. What if I do? Is there a problem with that? Of course not. It's just I wasn't expecting that from you, but I guess that's a very important skill to have if you plan on living on your own. Absolutely. I got a friend of mine. He learned how to become a great chef by living on his own. He just practiced recipes until he got to the point where he could cook damn near anything. I'll tell you, that was the best Thanksgiving I'd ever had in my life. We ate on it for 5 days straight. And it wasn't just turkey and all that, man. We had stuff from all over the world. We had Mexican cuisine. We had Indian cuisine. We had cuisine from just everywhere. I don't think I'll have a better meal in my life. So I want to thank him for that. But yes, that shows that you too can become a great chef if you just, you know, take some time to really learn everything and practice. What about me? Can I have one? Of course. Oh my God, so good. Eating the bagel. Yeah, this is so tasty. Are you sure these aren't store-bought? Delicious, and you said they were protein bagels? Yeah, I usually eat a couple before training. It's made with Greek yogurt, walnuts, seeds, and of course, protein powder. That actually sounds pretty damn good, guys. I might have to steal your recipe. I usually whip up a snack before I train too, but I make protein brownies. Ooh, damn, that sounds pretty good too. I'm all for protein. My diet is like, my iron level is really high, and that's because they say I eat way too much meat and protein. And I had to lower that by stop taking iron supplements. She literally said, you need to stop taking the iron supplements. You've got enough protein and iron in your system. Grim ate a couple the other day. Weren't they good? Hell yeah, they were delicious. Oh, better than my bagels? Oh, come on. Don't do this to me. They're both good in their own way. Same, but different. Yeah, but if you had to choose which pre-workout snack would you eat? You're evil. Oh, shit. This is never a good choice for a man in any circumstance. Because if you say yes to one, the other one's gonna be mad. If I say I liked Alex's bagels, Dahlia is gonna be mad. If I say I like Dahlia's brownies, Alex is gonna be mad. So you better choose which girl you like better, Grim, because it's gonna be hate for all time. Let's see. And this is a true thing in life too. Never have to choose between two things that women do. Well, choosing only for personal taste, preferences, and not judging by culinary skills. Maybe Alex's bagels. I love that holy goodness. Oh, that's a real nice way to say it, Grim. Sorry, Dahlia, but hey, at least you tried. Oh, there she goes, rubbing it in. She's not really throwing up the metal horns. That's more of a west side. It needs to be more of a thumb on that. You can't be the best at everything, you know. But keep practicing. Well, we gotta go. Are you headed home now? Yep. Cool, I'll catch you later. Goodbye, Grim. Walking away, so is Grim also allowed to call you Alex now? Oh yeah? He's cool. I bet if I said I like Dahlia's brownies, she would say different. I see. Uh-oh. I like seeing the more friendly side of Alex. At least towards me, it's a nice contrast to when we first met each other. And Dahlia has also been very nice to me all week. Thankfully, she seems to have forgotten about the bathroom incident. Anyway, I should get back home. The water butterflies have all disappeared, and that can only mean one thing. Batman? Is it Batman? Is that what's going to happen? Not like it hasn't happened before, folks. A few minutes later. Yep, the rain couldn't leave us alone for too long. Just in time to ruin my weekend. Although I was going to spend the whole day playing a tournament anyway, so I guess it doesn't really matter much. And at least I was able to make the most of the morning sun. Let's get inside. I should call Nova. Last time we spoke, she said she was trying to locate a new gem of doom. Maybe she found something. Muttering. Is that Annie in the kitchen? We haven't talked since that night. It's so hard to find her alone. She's constantly talking with Dahlia, Nancy, or Penny, And when I try to talk to her, she always manages to slip away for something. Maybe now is my chance. What? What night? What are you? Oh, you mean that time in your room after the scary server? I forgot all about it. It was just a night like any other. No biggie. No sweat. Heh. Not a worry in my noggin, homie. Just be chillaxin' all day. Yeah. Okay, maybe that's a little much. I'm overthinking it. Keep it simple, Annie. Oh, damn, yeah, that was wild, huh? I don't even know how that happened, haha. I was, drunk. Very drunk. I drank so much alcohol with all those hops in the beer, and, I don't even remember. No, that won't work either. Who am I kidding? He knows I don't drink. I was too scared. Yeah, I wasn't thinking clearly, and I got carried away in the moment. Yeah, that's probably the best one. And it's not far from reality, actually. What do you think, Carolyn? Meows. Yeah, we'll go with that. I'll call him today. Later. Maybe tomorrow. Or perhaps when it's not raining. Could cause bad reception, you know? Or maybe. Good morning, Annie. Oh, Grim. Good morning. The cat wants you to scratch her belly. I didn't hear you come in. I thought you were out.
Yeah, I was. I wanted to take a walk while the sun was out. What are you up to?
Not much. I was just watching the rain from the window, thinking about Dahlia.
Yeah, Dahlia.
We played together the other day, and I, touched her butt by accident. What a funny turn of events, haha.
She has a great ass, though. Have you seen it?
It's really quite great. The juicy, booty.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I gotta go. See you tomorrow.
Nah, you've been avoiding me all week. We need to talk.
About Dahlia's juicy booty? Sure, it's great. One hell of an ass.
No, about us. About what happened the other night.
Oh, of course. Yeah, that was crazy. But no biggie. I was scared. Not thinking clearly. Don't worry. It's already forgotten.
Look, Annie. What should I do now?
I'm not trying to get with all the ladies in this game. She's right. Forgetting about this might be the best option right now, and I'm sure everything will return to normal in a few days. That's all I want, just to stay friends with her. That's perfect, because it's already forgotten for me, too. I'm going to play a tournament today. Will you be joining? Nah, I can't. We have a big test next week, and I have to spend all weekend chained to my desk studying. But thanks for the offer. Maybe let's try next week. I still want to show you my abilities. That sounds great. Take care, Annie. Thank you, Grim. I needed this talk. I'm gonna study now. Have fun. See you later. I made He didn't do that. I made the best decision for both of us.
Or so I hope.
Anyway, now it's a tournament time, baby. We got like 16 minutes left, so yeah. I can't wait to dive back into the universe. Who knows what surprises await me. But first, I gotta call Nova. Let's see if she has some news. That's weird. Last time I called, she answered in an instant. She's probably busy, doing other things. Maybe she forgot about the gem. Maybe she forgot about me.
I mean, not that I think.
I know what happened in the Egyptian server was only to get us out of there. It didn't mean that she... I was waiting for your call.
Never mind.
Oh, really? Does that mean that... Yep. I have enough reasons to believe I've discovered the hidden whereabouts of another Gem of Doom. You've got to be kidding me. How sure are you? I'd say 92% sure. Maybe 93%. Holy shit, you never cease to amaze me. How do you do it? Easy. At first I was spending a lot of time hunting down clues about the remaining Gems of Doom, but then I thought to myself, why should I be working so hard when it appears that someone else has already done all the work for me? Is that so? Yes, check this out. Next week there's a fancy-smancy dinner at the Boyle Mansion, located in the Rockefeller server. And when I say fancy-smancy, I mean fancy-smancy. Only the most important and powerful people of the world have been invited there. Wow. I'm talking the founder, all the largest shareholders of Ulysses, world political leaders, and most interestingly, wow, sounds like the Bilderberg. All those who currently possess a gem of doom. Bingo! So you know me, I couldn't help myself and did a quick snoop of the Boyle Mansion network infrastructure. Can you believe they're still using Telnet to remotely access their routers? My mouth started watering as soon as I saw those plain text credentials appear before my eyes. To not even be using at least secure shell in this day and age. Sorry, getting sidetracked here. Anyway, long story short, I was able to gain root access to their storage server and grabbed a copy of the guest list. Everybody on there makes sense except for one. Cornelius Garrington, big businessman. He's got a fortune in Eternals, amounting to around $18 billion. Wow, with that much money, that could be the reason he was invited, right? No way. There are a lot of people richer than him, and not a single one of them was invited. Also, he has no direct ties with Ulysses, nor does he have any personal relations with the other guests. However, I noticed that about 5 months ago, he beefed up security in his personal vault. That just so happens to be around the same time they announced the fourth gem of doom was found. Which leads me to believe that he indeed has one of the gems and he's hiding it inside his vault. There's no other possible explanation. And you're suggesting we break into his vault and steal his gem of doom? Of course not. In Eternum, things don't get stolen, Grim. They just happen to move around. And if this gem just happens to move around to us, we'd end up getting an invite to the dinner instead of him. It could be a good place for us to kickstart our investigation into Benjamin's death, and maybe see if there's more evidence about other mysterious deaths. That sounds interesting. We might even get the chance to meet the founder himself. So what's the plan here exactly?
I've no idea. I was hoping you'd be the one to take the helm from now on.
We could prepare some kind of stealth assault or even, I don't know, plan a heist. Whatever you want to do and wherever you want to go, I'll follow.
A heist, huh?
I think I know the perfect guy for the job. I have to make a phone call. Give me a minute, I'll call you back. Who is it? If he's in your contact list, I can bridge him out onto this call.
Wow, can you really do that?
Okay then, I have a friend named Chang who...
Oh, Chang? Too easy. I'll add him to the call. Give me a second.
Of course you know him already. Let me just ping his nearest cell tower. Alright, and now? Yeah, Carlos, just put me down for a pepperoni pizza. But no pepperoni this time. I'm trying to get in shape.
Chang?
I don't want to hear it. Don't tell me to just order a cheese pizza instead. It tastes totally different, alright? Oh, by the way, since I'm being a good boy by foregoing the pepperoni, can you put me down for a side of those cinnamon sticks, the ones shaped like SpongeBob?
What? What the fuck are you talking about?
Carlos? Oops, it looks like if the other person is already on a call, it diverts them to our call instead. Claire, is that you? Why is Carlos acting so weird? What the hell? Why do you know all the pizza place employees by name?
Is this Del Mario's Pizza?
Of course not. It's me, Grim.
Boy, is that supposed to be a Super Mario Brothers Super Show reference?
Oh yeah, guys, look that old show up. They loved Italian food. Not something that was popular in the Super Mario Brothers games, but very popular in the cartoon show. We all grew up thinking Mario was all for spaghetti and linguine and pizza and all that kind of thing. Grim, when did you start working at Mario's? Does that mean you can hook me up with a discount? No one works at Mario's. You aren't talking to them anymore. My name is Nova. We called you because Grim needs your help. Nice to meet you, by the way.
Oh, hi, guys. It's nice to meet you, Nova. Grim has told me a lot about you.
Oh, really? What did he say?
That's not relevant.
Chang, listen. I need your help. You're obsessed with heist movies, aren't you?
Heist movies?
Well, I wouldn't say obsessed. Shit. He's really into them. You know, they actually have a game based on the Italian job. Oh yeah, it's real. I think it was on PS3 or PS2, one of those. Usual Suspects is an amazing movie, guys. If you haven't seen that, definitely watch it. They don't make movies like that anymore, guys. They just don't. I don't dislike them. You know how you've always fantasized about planning a heist? Yeah. And that if you ever did, it'd be the most perfect heist ever. I might have said that, yeah. Well, this is your chance, buddy. We need to execute a badass robbery in Eternum. A heist? Yes, a heist. We need to steal a gem of doom from someone's vault. Say no more. I'm your man. Are you sure? You don't even play Eternum. How can you mastermind this heist if you aren't even going to be there yourself? Chang the Heist Master doesn't need to be there. Chang the Lootin' Tootin' and Straight Shootin' only needs information and enough time to come up with a perfect plan. Tell me everything I need to know. Okay, we need to break into the personal vault of Cornelius Garrington. Located within the Garrington Bank, our objective is to retrieve an artifact called a Gem of Doom, which is being held there. This man is super paranoid and completely obsessed with security. He's got cameras, armed guards, motion detectors, laser sensors, the whole nine yards. They say it's impossible to rob him. What else can you tell me about him? He personally oversees all his businesses. He owns a bank, casino, two hotels, and six other companies. All of his properties have virtual headquarters inside the Garrington District, located on the New Vegas server. Cornelius was already rich before Eternum's launch, but now he's managed to triple his fortune after creating the Garrington District. He has a reputation for being meticulous, obsessive, womanizing, and merciless. He's unmarried and has no other known relatives except for a son. Could you give me a complete schematic of the bank, the casino, and the hotels too? Everything. I need all the info you can get me about him and his employees. I can do that. Excellent. I'll start formulating a plan as soon as you send me that information. If I were to guess, I'd say this will probably end up as a 7-person job. Maybe 8. Do we know that many people? I mean, people we can trust? Perhaps. But we need Nancy and Penelope. They never even played a tournament before, but I'll play with them today and try to run them through the basics. Nice. Count on me, man. I might not be good at a lot of things, but for the few that I am, I happen to be very good. I'll get you that gem. Thanks, Chang. I knew you were the man we needed. Anyway, I gotta go now, buddy. Today's Michaela's birthday. Oh, damn, it's true. Did you get her that dumbbell? Yeah, I've got all 100 pounds of it sitting at home in my room right now. Transporting is gonna be a pain. I hope she likes it. Between you and me, mate, I think your boy is about to get it. The key is self-confidence. Chang, we're going out for lunch for my birthday. Do you want to join us? Sure, you okay? Cool, we'll be out front waiting for you. K-K-K-Doki? He's not saying that. He's saying okie dokie, but... Oh my god, did you hear that? She invited me to lunch. I heard it all, including that huge self-confidence of yours. It's the key, man, I'm telling you. Go get her, bro. Good luck. Thanks. I'll send you all the info I get as soon as I can. Michaela be bench-pressing him before long. I tell you, she's like that girl... Amazonka. Natalia Amazon. She's like Michaela for real. Thank you, Chang. You're welcome. Don't worry, guys. I'll plan the most ingenious heist you've ever seen. Trust me on this. Bye. Alright, so we need Penelope and Nancy, right? Yeah, but no worries, we have to get things ready. Now. Thank God you called. I'm not sure I'm understanding this correctly. You can level up in Eternum, but it doesn't do anything? Yup, that's correct. It's more of a reputation system than anything else. However, by increasing your level, you can gain access to special abilities and upgraded equipment. So pretty much, if you see a high-leveled player, they're more than likely to be a complete badass. Nova, is that you? I thought Grimm called me. He did, but I'm on the call too. Hi, Penny. Hi. I see someone's doing a bit of learning before she plays. Yeah, the neural implant arrived yesterday. I tried it on the E-suit too. It's a bit tight on my chest, but it's not that uncomfortable. I've been studying the major concepts too. Oh, I bet you have. Good lord, look at all those books. Restoration magic sounds interesting. What's the best element I could use if I wanted to combine it with transmogrification glyphs? Combined with what? Nickel, that should be an easy answer if you've already played even a little bit of Aeternum, Grim. Are you sure you're the right man to guide Penny for her first time? Since she seemed interested in that sort of build, do you know of any high-skilled mages? It's not a bad idea, actually. I think Annie is busy today, but maybe Luna could... Got it. What? Grim! Hey, Luna. Hi, Looney. Nova! Luna's a friend from Grim and Dahlia's class, Penny. She and her dad make the best tacos in the country. Oh, believe me, I know. I met her when we participated in an Aeternum quiz at her cafe. Nice to hear from you again, Luna. Wow, there's a lot of people on here. Hello again, Penelope. This is how we used to do a fucking Zoom meeting. Hey, everybody! This is so-and-so, and this here is so-and-so. Like, that's how we did it back in the old days. Today, Penny's gonna play Aeternum for the first time, and we thought maybe you and Grim could lend her a hand. Of course, I'd be more than happy to help. I'm free pretty much all day, so I can log in whenever you need me to. Thank you so much, I really appreciate this. I was interested in the magic stuff. We can go to the academy where I learned my summoning spells... then. It's on a very small server, but is still regarded as one of the best schools of magic within all Aeternum. That sounds perfect. And my hand is going numb. This damn mouse, guys. Now we just need Nancy to join us and our super heist roster will be complete. I'll add her to the call. Wait, there's too many people already. I can't even... Hi, sweetie. I'm sorry, I just took a shower and I'm all wet. I'll put you on speaker. Hi, miss. Hi, mom. Hello, ma'am. Nice to meet you. Wow, you've got quite the party going on here. Am I invited? Absolutely, more than invited. If I may be so bold, I must say your voice sounds so sultry and sexy. And I mean that with the utmost respect, ma'am. Thank you. Is there anything I can help you all with? Oh, yeah, of course, we're trying to put together a team to carry out a special mission on Aeternum. But it's a bit risky. Can we count on you? Of course, I love taking risks, but I don't know how much of a help I'll be. I'm going to be playing Aeternum for the first time later with Dahlia. I know, she told me all about it. I'm going to be joining you both. Dahlia should be on her way home soon. I can give you a heads up later before we plan on starting. Sure, the more the merrier, I guess. I'll log in after running some errands. Me too, it'll be super fun. Alright then, it's settled. Black or red? Red! Black. Black. Red? Well, I gotta go, guys. I have to post something on my Instagram before I start playing. Can't leave my followers. I'll try black. Well, I gotta go, guys. I have to post something on my Instagram before I start playing. Can't leave my followers hanging today. See you later. Oh, are you just gonna... Are you gonna post the one at Credence Pier? I love that pic. That whole set is just gorgeous. Yeah, I also... Wait. How do you know about those pics? I haven't published them anywhere. No, I'm pretty sure you published them. No, I'm quite certain that... Oh my god. Have you seen all the photos on my laptop? Maybe. In the past. But that was the old Nova. I don't do that anymore. And don't sweat it, I didn't see the pics you added to your private folder either, no worries. What, the pics from the other day? You must have seen them if you saw I updated that folder. No worries, I haven't. If you haven't seen them, then why do you keep saying no worries? Bad signal? Can you? Nova. Oh shoot, we lost Penny. Darn, what a shame. Yeah, I'm leaving too. I'll go see if I can still access the magic school server. I'm going to work. Take care of the house, sweetheart. Sure, see you later. Who's that? It's just my dad. He's leaving for work. Who are you talking to? Is it Grim? Why, yes, it's him. Hello, Mr. Hernandez. Can you hear me? Tell him I said hello. He says hello. Oh, I like that boy. I really think you two would make a nice couple. Dad! You're embarrassing me. Why? I just made an innocent comment. Don't you have to go to work or something? Ah, you're right. I gotta go. Love you, sweetie. Bye. Luna, are you there? Yeah, sorry. My dad was asking about what ingredients were running low on at Loco's. Anyway, text me when you're ready to play, Grim. Bye. Yeah, likewise. Tell me when you and Dahlia are ready to play. Well, my God, we can't wait. See you later, guys. Awesome. Everything's ready. Now I'll go pull up the schematics that Chang needs. We'll talk later. Have fun playing, Grim. Adios. Oh my God, this headache is killing me. Alright, so I gotta help out Nancy and Penelope during their first time in a tournament. Sounds fun. I still have a full day ahead of me, so as long as I don't dilly-dally, I'll probably have enough time to do everything I need to. Dahlia must be swimming with Alex, still be swimming with Alex, so I should hold off. Excuse me, I should hold that one off till later. School of Magic it is, then. I'll ask Luna for an invite to that server. And one for Penny, too. Putting your visor on. Alright, all set. Looks like they're still getting ready. Well, I guess I better go drain the main vein. Don't want any funny surprises after I've logged off. Damn, Grim, look at you go. No more getting dizzy, huh? I think you're finally getting the hang of this place, making your entrance and looking like a pro. I'm still unsure about the hand in the pocket pose, though. Might be a bit over the top. Maybe a more natural pose would be better. Gotta keep practicing. Ah! Ah! Oh my God, I'm so nauseous. Yeah, you sound just like me during my first time in a tournament. Ugh, my ears are still ringing. And this water is cold as fuck. It feels more real than real life, huh? It feels good to be the veteran player for once. Yeah. You weren't lying. It's impossible to distinguish this place from the real world. That blindfolded woman told me that motion sickness would disappear over time. It will, I promise. What did you talk to Idriel about? Not much. She told me this stuff about the three weapons of Atlas and the Gems of Doom, but I already knew all that. Oh, nice. I see you've done your homework. Don't worry, Penny. You'll feel better soon. It only gets better from here on out. Come on, let me give you a hand before you get soaked. Thank you. Wow, look at that castle. All right, guys, we're in the Magic School server now. So it seems like a good place to stop. Don't worry, guys. We still got another... I don't think we do. We'll see you guys in November with more Eternum? Yeah? And I guess that's gonna be the same for once in a lifetime, too. And, next month is Dark Month, so... Probably won't be able to do a lot of games on this particular platform. Just gonna be too rough. Like, we do the rough stuff in October. It's our horror month, so we do horror... adult games, and some of those can get horrific. So yeah, we don't want to freak anybody out. We don't want you guys to have barf buckets or anything like that. We save all that for the channel, because those folks, they can handle it. I already posted one of Pale Carnations, and 28 brave souls decided they wanted to check it out. So those brave souls, they're up for more. Alright guys, so this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys in November with more Eternum and more Once in a Lifetime. See you guys next time. I am out of here.